Somebody going to say, what in the world? Where is the pastor going with that? You have to have a disciplined time. None of us in here today know exactly how much time we have to live. The psalmist gives us an idea. Put Psalm 90, verse 10 up on that board. Look what Psalms 90, verse 10 says. He says, the days of our years are 80. A score is 20 years and 10. That's 70 years. Y'all, I just made 70 in November.
Amen.
And he said, and if by reason of strength they be 80. 80 mean that's 80 years. So he gives us an idea of how much time we're going to have. But a disciplined believer is going to take and make use of the time that they have. They're going to take time in prayer. They're going to take time in studying the word of God. They're going to take time in witnessing for God, etc., etc., etc. Because if you continue to read in that 90th Psalm, down to verse 12, look what he says. He says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto what? Wisdom. In other words, we need to be wise with the time that he has given us. And a disciplined believer, a discipline, living a disciplined life, we will take in account to the time that we have. Number four. You know, you can measure that life by disciplined worship. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. There's a thing called disciplined worship. God gives us 6 days in the week to work and to do what we need to do. God expects us to worship him. Man was created to worship God. Somebody said, well, you proved that to me. God, we were created to worship God. Turn to Exodus chapter 34, verse 14. They were getting ready to go into the promised land. And Moses has given instructions to the children of Israel. Praise God. He was reminding them, praise God, y'all not supposed to be doing this, not supposed to do that. Look what he says in verse 14 of chapter 34. He said, for thou shalt worship no other God. And that's a little g. Then he goes on, he said, for the Lord is a what?
Jealous.
He's a jealous God. We got too many things that we have made gods out of. These little gods. I'm not going to name all of them. I won't name any of them. Find out the thing that you is making your God. What is it that's keeping you from worshiping God? What is it? Is it your car? Is it your job?
Lord.
Is it your significant other? What is it that you have put before God?
Yes,
is it your career? Is it? See, a disciplined worship. Disciplined worship will take time to worship God of creation, because they are so glad that God made them. They're so glad for all of the things that God did for them. They're going to work hard those 6 days, praise God, but they're going to find some time where they can give God some worship. And let me tell you something, there's nothing like worshiping God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Y'all know that scripture. Y'all should know it by heart. He said, not forsaking the assembly yourselves together as manner of some are, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I like the way the New Living Translation translates that verse. Look how the New Living Translation translates that. It says, let us not neglect our meeting together. In other words, he said, don't neglect meeting together. I learned from you. You learned from me. I may be going through something that you may be getting ready to go through. And praise God, if you sit down and talk to me, praise God, it's going to give you some strength to see how God brought me through it. And praise God, it'll give you the strength to go through it. Look what the NIV, the New Language, the New Living Translation say. And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing nigh. So a disciplined believer, praise God, will have disciplined worship. Number five, you can tell them by a disciplined Bible study. And look, that doesn't just mean coming to Bible study here at church on Wednesday night. No, don't misconstrue that to mean that. I'm talking about you studying your own Bible. God didn't give you. I can go to everybody's house, prayer, got them. They got cell phones. They got all of these. They got tablets. They got everything. All of them got free Bibles on them. Praise God. You need to take it out and read it sometime. That's all that's saying. I know good and well everybody can't come out here on a Wednesday night. I know good and well everybody can't come out here on a Tuesday night. I know that. Praise the name of the Lord. But I thank God for those who do come. Amen. Amen. So a disciplined believer is going to have some discipline about their study of the Word of God. They're going to read it. They're going to study it. They're going to memorize it. And guess what else? They're going to meditate upon it. You know why? Because the Word does something for us. Let me go back to that wise man again. That man that was wiser. He was wiser than every man that ever walked the earth with the acceptance of Jesus. Put Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6 up on that board. Look what Solomon writes. Solomon writes, my son, if thou will receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ears unto wisdom and apply thy hearts to understanding, yea, if thou cry after knowledge and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver, and search for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. Praise God. And find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes what? Knowledge and understanding. It's important that we study the Word of God. Amen. I told you for this year, 2019, that's one thing we're gonna hop on. We're gonna get on the Word of God. We want to study. We want to memorize it. We want to make sure that we meditate on the Word of God, because I know it's His Word. It's the way we live, we move, and that's how we have our own being. Amen. It's through His Word. Praise God. And Timothy told us, study to show thyself approved unto God. Am I right, Deacon Buckner? Praise God. Praise God. He said, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. How can you divide the word of truth if you don't know the word? But a disciplined believer. And there's folks who are not grounded in the word of God, are people who are more vulnerable to somebody coming with some type of cult, telling them something that may sound good to them. They jump up and follow that kind of stuff. But praise God, we have to be disciplined. And it takes a disciplined Bible study. Number six, I believe, and I think I don't want to do six and seven. By disciplined prayer life. Somebody want to measure whether or not you are a disciplined believer. Man. Now look at your disciplined prayer life.
Man.
I can go in five different directions with that.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit tell me not to go there right now.
Yeah.
Praise God. Jesus was our example of somebody who was disciplined in prayer. How can I prove that? Jesus' disciples were with him. They watched him do all kinds of miracles.
Yes.
They watched him feed over 5,000 men.
Yes, sir.
With two fish and five loaves of bread.
Yes, sir.
They watched him raise Jairus' daughter from the grave.
Yes, sir. Preach, Pastor.
They watched him take the widow of Nain's son. On that way to the graveyard, and awaken him back to life. But guess what? His disciples never asked him, say, Lord, show us how to perform these miracles. Lord, show us how you turn two fish and five loaves of bread to feed over 5,000 folk. You know what the thing that they did ask him? He said, Lord, teach us how to pray. That's what those disciples asked him. Teach us how to pray. So a disciplined believer is going to have a prayer life. We already talked about the fact that when we described a disciplined life, praise God, that it was one of a life that was of a militancy because they said arm ourselves. We say arm ourselves because we are in a spiritual warfare, folks.
Amen.
Ephesians lets us know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the spiritual wickedness and darkness in high places. Therefore, we got to put on what? The whole armor of God. We got to gird our loins about the truth. We got to put on the helmet of salvation. We got to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Praise God. We got to take the shield of faith so that we can fire off or expel all of the fiery darts of the devil. We got to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praise God. We got to do all of those things. There were seven things that he told us. But look how he ended it. I'm talking about a disciplined prayer life. Put Ephesians 6, verse 8 up to 8. Look what he says. He says, praying always. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. He said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise God. Paul even told the church at Thessalonica, praise God, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, everybody should know that. He said that we ought to pray without ceasing. Prayer is a major part of our life, praise God. And if we are going to be disciplined believers, amen, we got to spend some time talking to the Master. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus at us. Tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Here the little fire will turn, and we'll know the little fire will burn. And just a little talk with Jesus.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT KQJO.